This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Center. And James, it's been a good dry winter for us. The downside is that, well, the soil moisture, right? How concerned are you?
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's been a dry, warm winter. But I look back on precipitation back to August, and from August all the way up to current conditions right now, we're on the negative side of precipitation compared to normal.
All right, hey, we'll have more on moisture when we come back.
Are you in the market for a used combine? Look no further than Gooseneck Implement. We have a vast inventory of quality used combines for you to choose from. Whether you're a seasoned farmer or just starting out, we have the perfect combine to fit your needs. Visit gooseneckimp.com to browse our selection and find the combine that will take your operation to the next level. Gooseneck Implement, the best combines, the best prices, the best financing, and the best customer service. Don't wait any longer. Visit gooseneckimp.com today.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
We're with James Rogers talking moisture today on ag issues for 2024. And James, what's the effect here on spring grazing?
That's my concern being a forage specialist, is what effect is it going to have on spring grazing? So there's two things that we're going to look at. Well, actually three. One would be the precipitation that we had last fall, and we've already said it's kind of negative. The other thing is, how hard did you graze your pastures last fall? If you grazed them really hard, that's going to have an effect on our spring growth. So coming into the spring, there's two things we need to look at: moisture, and then how you grazed last fall. And then prior to grazing or turnout, we want to see the development of that plant this spring. How many leaves does it have before we turn out?
With that, lots of things could pivot, right?
Lots of things could pivot. We don't know exactly what's going to happen this spring with moisture. That's going to drive so much of our production, and the models right now just don't have enough information to tell us, is it going to be positive or is it going to be negative? So right now, just look back on how you grazed in the fall, your particular moisture conditions last fall, because it varies widely across the state.
Good stuff, James. As always, that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Gooseneck Implement in Minot, by Andy Laris, your Thrivent financial advisor in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.